Hello, my name is Tequila. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am.
For the coronavirus?
Yes.
Okay. What county are you in?
I'm in Jefferson County in Gardendale.
You said you're in Jefferson County?
Mm-hmm, Gardendale.
I just need to know the count. You said Jefferson.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Now, we have a lot of sites in Jefferson. And I'm showing one on Acton Road, one on Crestwood Boulevard, one on 19th Street, Inslee, 25th Street North, 30th Avenue. I see one on Harris Lane, Odom Road, Aronov Drive, Montgomery Highway, Montclair Road, Parkway East, Trustville Crossing Parkway. Which one of those are the closest to you?
Odom Road.
Odom. Let me see. Okay, it's called American Family Care.
I did, and they referred me to this number.
Oh, American Family Care, they're not doing the testing?
Well, evidently not. They referred me to this number.
Okay, let me see. Can I give you anything else then? Anything other than Odom Road, because you already called it. So I would ask you, is there any other that I just called out that you are the close to?
Well, Acton Road, I don't know just where that is. Crestwood Boulevard, that'd be a good way to offer. What was some of the other thoughts?
What about 25th Street North?
Yeah, that would be fairly close, yeah.
What about 30th Avenue North?
30th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Harris Lane?
I don't know about Harris Lane.
What about Highway 150? I see a Chalkville Mountain Road. I see a West Lakeshore Drive, a Graymont Avenue West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where on 150?
On 150, Highway 150. It's called Hoover Urgent Care Clinic.
Hoover Urgent Care.
Mm-hmm. And they're open today from 9 to 5. Their address is 2503 Highway 150. They're in suite 105.
Okay.
Their telephone number is 205-987-6801.
801.
Uh-huh. They're open from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30, and then on Saturdays and Sundays they're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And is this continuously? You can go anytime.
Oh, you'll have to reach out to any site that you go to before going there. You have to call these sites. Because if you got the coronavirus, they're gonna turn you around. You have to get, call for an appointment or to see can you be a walk-in. You got to notify these places that you're coming. Mm-hmm.
I know some people around Gardendale is on their second round. I hadn't even got my first round. They shouldn't give out second round till it makes the first round.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about the coronavirus or are you talking about the vaccine?
I'm talking about the vaccine.
Okay. Stop. I'm sorry. Let me slow down. This line that you're calling, I was giving you testing sites so you could be tested for the coronavirus, not the vaccine.
No, okay. I was wanting the vaccine.
Okay, you're calling the wrong line. I am one of the representatives that would be able to get you pre-registered for the vaccine. But if that you're calling on the wrong line, you have to call a different number to get pre-registered for the vaccine.
What the number is.
And you said you were in Jefferson County. Jefferson County got a totally different number, and that number is
205-858-2221. 2221. 2221. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to get a hold of them today, you think?
That line is also open for you to go ahead and get pre-registered for your vaccine. Yes, sir. I thought you wanted, you know, to be tested for the coronavirus, but no, you need the vaccine.
I've already registered with the county, but, you know, that's been a long time ago, and you ain't no telling how long it'll be before
that. Oh, well, if you're already registered with the county, that's all you'll be doing if you call that number again. So you don't need to register any longer. You just have to wait till they call you. I mean, you're still in the system. It's just that, you know, it's just so many people getting it to where they're not they're trying to get people that has already signed up first. When we were first doing, we were scheduling, and it was so many representatives over scheduling, so they took the scheduling system away from us and gave us a pre-register system, so we can only pre-register you now.
Yeah.
So if you already been pre-registered, then you don't need to be registered again. You just need to wait for them to call you.
In Gardendale, they're giving a second round on the 15th. I don't know why. They wouldn't want to get around with the first round before they started any second rounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But that's how they're working.
It'd been a lot better, you know, if they'd...
But if you feel like you do, if you haven't got your first vaccination and you have already pre-registered, yep, then you don't need to call that number. Because no telling how long you're going to have to call, you know, be on the phone if you have already pre-registered.
Yeah, right. Well, I thank you for your information, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.